This is Talia White from the Women in Rec Fishing at 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. With the school holidays now here, it's the perfect time to take the kids fishing. And there are plenty of land-based spots around Moreton Bay delivering great action. Shauncliffe Pier continues to be the go-to, producing good numbers of winter whiting and squid, along with the odd flathead. And a few weeks ago, some lucky anglers even caught on some mac tuna off the end. The best bite's been early in the morning, so getting there early means a better chance and a better spot. Redcliffe Jetty and Woody Point have also been fishing well, especially for brim and whiting, with flathead showing up along the nearby drop-offs. And just around the corner, Scarborough Harbour is another solid choice, offering a good mix of brim, flathead, and even the occasional mangrove jack. The breakwall's been holding fish and gives kids a great place to cast in close. And further south, Cleveland and Wellington Point jetties are worth a visit, with Taylor showing up around the top of the tide and squid starting to move into the shallows. Raby Bay Harbour is also a family favourite, with consistent brim catches and plenty of space for the kids to spread out. And don't overlook the Pine and Caboolture Rivers, flathead and even the odd threadfin salmon and jewfish have been caught by land-based anglers, especially around the old Hornibrook Bridge, which seems to be particularly productive. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again on the website at 101.5fm.com.au.